Exodus, chapter 31. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, See, I have called by name Bezalel the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And I have filled him with the Spirit of God, in wisdom, and in understanding, and in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship. To devise skillful works, to work in gold, and in silver, and in bronze. And in cutting of stones for setting, and in carving of wood, to work in all manner of workmanship. And I, look, I have appointed with him Oholiab, the son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan, and in the heart of all who are wise-hearted I have put wisdom, that they may make all that I have commanded you. The tent of meeting, and the ark of the testimony, and the mercy seat that is thereupon, and all the furniture of the tent. And the table and its vessels, and the pure lampstand with all its vessels, and the altar of incense. And the altar of burnt offering with all its vessels, and the basin and its base. And the finely wrought garments, and the holy garments for Aaron the priest, and the garments of his sons, to serve in the priest's office. And the anointing oil, and the incense of sweet spices for the holy place, according to all that I have commanded you, they will do. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, You speak also to the sons of Israel, saying, Truly you will keep my Sabbaths, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am Yahweh who sanctifies you. You will keep the Sabbath therefore, for it is holy to you, everyone who profanes it will surely be put to death, for whoever does any work in it, that soul will be cut off from among his people. 6 days will work be done, but on the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, holy to Yahweh, whoever does any work on the Sabbath day, he will surely be put to death. Therefore the sons of Israel will keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations, for a perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the sons of Israel forever, for in 6 days Yahweh made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested, and was refreshed. And he gave to Moses, when he had made an end of communing with him on Mount Sinai, the two tables of the testimony, tables of stone, written with the finger of God.